Hello, it is Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 18, verses 7 through 15, 1 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 1 through 33, and Acts chapter 17, verses 4 through 15. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 18, verses 7 through 15. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth, glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water, out of the brightness before him. Hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. 1 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 1 through 33. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Joshabim, the son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month, and his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and was chief of all the commanders. He served for the first month. Dodai, the Ohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehada, the chief priest. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. Amizabab, his son, was in charge of his division. Ashiel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month. And his son Zebadi after him in his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamahuth, the Izharite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Akesh, the Tokite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Polianite, of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. Eight for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushahite, of the Zerahites. In his division, 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abazir of Anathoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah, of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaniah of Pirathon, of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Hildai, the Netophathite of Othanel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eleazar, the son of Zechariah, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Makkah, for Levi, Hashabai, the son of Kamul, for Aaron, Zadok, for Judah, Eliehu, one of David's brothers, for Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, for Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, for Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, for the Ephraimites, Hoshea, the son of Azai, for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Ido, the son of Zechariah, for Benjamin, Jazeel, the son of Abner, for Dan, Azarel, the son of Jehoram. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zurai, began to count, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered in the chronicles of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Azimavev, the son of Adael, and over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over those who did the work in the field for tilling the soil was Azrai, the son of Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shammai, the Ramathite. And over the produce of the vineyard for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shiphonite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shaphelah was Baal Hanan, the Gileadite. And over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds of the pastures in Sharon was Shittai, the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys of Shaphat, the son of Adalai. Over the camels was Obli, the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jeddai, the Meronothite. Over the flocks of Jaziz, the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor. Being a man of understanding and a scribe, he and Jahiel, the son of Machomani, attended the king's sons. Athpilah was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's friend. Acts chapter 17, verses 4 through 15. And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them. And they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people of and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul at Berea also, they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving a command from Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. And the whole human race, oh, happy now.